Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
A blessed time of year. Hi, friends. This is Scott Hinnon along with Todd Mitchell, and this is What's on Your Mind. The name of the show says it all. We want to know what's on your mind, so pick up the telephone. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. That's the number, 701-258-0550. We had calls stacked up last week, didn't get to everybody, but want to. So get back on the saddle, and we'll get to all of you. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Steve Hallstrom. Steve, a television sports anchor and now radio talk show host that has been covering the NDSU Bison for a couple of decades, I guess. Look forward to his analysis on what we can expect against Sam Houston State tonight. You know, does anybody else seem like it's a sort of a non-event that you have the Bison one win away from yet another national title game? Almost be like we sort of expect it. It's sort of like the Sioux hockey team come playoff. Let me just expect them to be in the NCAA tournament. I guess now expect the Bison to, yeah, they're gonna beat Sam Houston State, and they're gonna go down to Frisco, and they're gonna win. It doesn't seem to have as much hype this year, which I think is pretty amazing given the talent they lost and the shakeup in the coaching staff and everything. It's just unbelievable, but it's sort of like, all right, go down there, get to Frisco, win. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about whether that's going to happen or not coming up a little later on in the hour. In the meantime, we've been talking about what you want from your members of Congress, what we want with the changes that came at election time. Is it to get along and get things done and put things on the president's desk, or is it to go in there and fight and shut down the government? Spent a lot of time on that in the last hour. Talked about an unbelievable story of a mama lab and her 10 puppies left for dead in a box by a dumpster in Grand Forks this week, which has us scratching our head. The Department of Defense and some so-called animal rights organization known as the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine sending letters to NDSU and Sanford Health saying that they want this process stopped that evidently, as part of the Advanced Trauma Life Support. Now, I think Advanced Trauma Life Support sounds like it has noble goals. It's an NDSU Sanford program that teach this. And they use a process in which they cut into live sedated pigs to practice surgical procedures, after which the pigs are then killed. And the Pentagon's top health official is instructing the Department of Defense not to do this anymore. So this Physicians Committee is now saying, see, NDSU, see Sanford Health, you ought not be doing it either. Doing what? Using techniques in advanced trauma, life support, so we learn things and save lives. So some pigs, sedated, get a cut and then die like they would anyway, and that's a problem? Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's what has me saying, are you kidding me? So a couple of things we've been talking about, and by the way, welcome any others. There are plenty of examples here, ladies and gentlemen, in the headlines. Have at it at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Gordy in Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're next. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. When I hear you saying, let's get these guys in Washington to get things done, it just, anytime I hear anybody say that they want people to go to Washington to get things done, it just rubs me the wrong way.
All right, let me give you one example. Can I give you one example of what I want them to get done?
Sure.
Okay. Yep. I think a big reason Republicans made gains was because of the arrogance of Obamacare, right? So I want them to address the nightmare that Obamacare has brought to employees, to families whose health care premiums are going up, whose deductibles are going up, who are losing insurance. That's an example of getting things done.
to me, that's getting things undone. Because when you have people getting things done, what they're doing is doing things that are unconstitutional. They're passing laws that should never have been even entertained in the first place. So my thought is, when these guys go to Washington, if they pass a law, that law has to have a specific measurable goal in place, and it has to be held to that measurement at a specific time frame. Okay, so when you get a law enacted, it's got to meet these goals, and it's got to be something that's constitutional, first of all. Second of all, it's got to meet a goal that's going to help our country in a way that is constitutional for that government to be able to do. And then third of all, it's going to have a sunset time frame where if it either doesn't meet those goals by that time frame or it can't be shown that it has met the goals, it's automatically repealed. Okay, and then they can go to Washington to get things done by repealing all these bad laws and getting some decent things in there that are within their purview to do in the first place, and in the second place that actually help our country. That's what I mean by getting things undone. I want them out of my hair.
I'm not one of these people that believes that. And I think, Gordon, I don't know that we're that far apart. I'm not one of these people who thinks they're okay. They got to be doing something because, quite honestly, more often than not, if Congress is doing something, they're screwing it up. But my point is, I go through a laundry list of things where the EPA has been defunded, where we've taken on Obamacare, where we've done smart tax policy, things on education that make sense, that have passed with bipartisan support in the House, and then go nowhere in the Senate. Well, you know, start there. Start with what's passed that makes sense on stopping Obamacare, on stopping the EPA, on stopping this nightmare of federal debt. Go there and be conservative Republicans and again, get it done.
The EPA is unconstitutional. So is the Department of Education. All these things should never have been enacted in the first place. And if
I agree. So you got to go
getting rid of them, then that's fine. You know, that's getting things done in my regard. But I would say, in other words, let's change the phrasing and go there and get it undone.
Sure. And that's fine. You know, go to work. Go to work and bring back some common sense. That's, you know, I don't
exactly.
know that.
Get it undone.
I don't know where that we're that far apart.
No, we're not. And it's a lot of it is just in how we phrase things. And I would rather have them go there and get things undone. And, you know, they say the Republicans are the party of no. Well, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that they're the party of H-E double hockey sticks no. Because I don't want them doing things that are out of their purview.
Appreciate the call. Gordy, have a great Christmas. Thanks for calling. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Got a stack of folks called during the break. Here's a few.
Hey, Scott. It's Dennis up in Stanley, North Dakota. I was just calling wondering if you caught the story about the U.S. Department of Treasury ordering disaster kits, 3,200 for disaster kits. I was just kind of wondering what you thought the Department of Treasury needed with those kits. Thanks.
I think we ought to have a panel of people from Stanley, North Dakota, get to the bottom of that, because you're right. Where did I see that this week? New York Post, I think, and I'm just going to pull the story up here, had a story about a request for bids for survival kits for all the employees of the Office of the Comptroller of Currency, which is part of the Treasury Department. So I think to Dennis's point, what do they know? Why do they think they need to order that? That department evidently is made up of bank examiners, and they go and do on-site reviews of banks throughout the country. And evidently the survival kits would go to the banks, the major banks. What is a survival kit? I wondered. It does give us some description. A fanny pack or backpack that can fit, a 33-piece personal first aid kit with decongestant tablets, a variety of bandages and medicines. The kits must also include a reusable solar blanket. They even have a size requirement there. A calorie food bar, 50 water purification tablets, a dust mask, one-size-fits-all honcho with hood, rechargeable lantern with built-in radio, air aid emergency mask, The survival kit solicitation is an expansion of a program that began soon after the terror attacks on 9/11. We also need to replace some of the kits ordered back then. So I don't know if it's just something that was put in place and they're doing more of it now, or what the heck the deal is. I don't get it. Kindred, North Dakota, Rick has a comment. Go ahead, Rick. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Good morning. It's interesting that the DoD's, you know, doing what they're doing, because I don't think this is a big secret, but the Special Forces medics, when they're going through one of their final tests, they actually have to wound a goat and then heal it up, suture it up just like it was a combat soldier.
All right, and
I'd assume that makes the same thing.
Yeah, but it sounds like, you know, they don't want to do that anymore, right?
Well, I haven't heard that they don't do that. I can't imagine they stop doing that, because that's a critical lesson for these Green Beret medics.
Is it? Yeah, interesting. Didn't know that, Rick. Thanks for sharing.
Yep, have a good day.
You too.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Dear Santa, this year, please don't bother bringing those cute outfits. You know, the hot tops, designer jeans, snowboards, hockey, or hunting gear. Mama Claus is on it. Christmas is coming. Find this season's newest styles at Scheels. When it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you. I just checked the list, and oh, looks like I've been very good.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
President Obama ordered the illegals to come out from the shadows. I would like the Republicans to come out from the shadows. What do they fear? The press? Do they fear Obama because of his color? The American people voted to get the Republicans to come out of their shadows and do the right thing for America. Thank you. And feed the pig!
What was that? Feed the pig? Maybe he's gunning for the free bacon. Feed the pigs! Yeah. I think he said feed the pigs, didn't he? I don't know. We do have another four-pack of Cloverdale bacon. The thick-cut sliced stuff, the pepper bacon, the maple bacon, which is my absolute favorite. The Cloverdale smoked as well. You're competing with your calls today for some bacon. One more time. What does he say here? I didn't go back far enough. Here he is. One more time. Listen close.
Thank you. And feed the pig.
Feed the pig. I think he's, well, we'll put him in the running. He's definitely in the running. Yeah. Some of your comments on the Mama Lab and her 10 puppies left for dead in a box by a Grand Forks dumpster. Here's some of the comments from our listeners here. Where did they go? Okay, I had a bunch of them here. Facebook page is not cooperating. Oh, yeah, here's an interesting thought. I think I hadn't thought of it, but it makes sense. Don says, if you know the person, who the person is, they have to be in a bad place. That's not a young lab. There had to be a relationship. This was a desperate act. The mom and her pups in good hands, and that's what the owner wanted. Now, instead of ripping a person that's obviously in a bad place in their life, try a little Christmas compassion. Sometimes people make bad decisions for the right reasons. They just don't know how to ask for help. Renee says, absolutely no excuse for this behavior. It's called personal responsibility. All right. Back to the phone. Should 800-228-0550. Mark Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I just you were talking about that disaster kits that they're ordering. They do that as part of a continuity of operations so they can continue the government in case of a natural disaster or terrorist attacks. I think what we need to wonder is why was it in the last few years here that a bunch of these agencies are buying ammunition? That's the question we should be asking.
Yeah, asked and answered previously with a number of times with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I think, as I recall, there's not new amounts of ammunition that have been purchased. In other words, it's sort of, you know, some of this stuff's on autopilot, and I would even say that about the 9/11 survival kits. Okay, right after 9/11, you don't know what you're facing. Maybe you do that, right, for a federal employee to say, we better have some of these things we didn't, you know, the masks or whatever. But now, 10 years removed, is that still a wise use of your tax dollars, Mark? I don't know.
Well, if you want our government to continue to operate in the event of a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, they have to have these kits so they can relocate to other areas and continue our government and continue it operating so they can do what they need to do as essential functions.
Yeah, and in this case, we're talking about bank examiners.
I think that our financial institutions are pretty important to our operations.
Well, true, but the bank examiners. I think at a time of a disaster where they need the survival kit, I'm not sure we need to, go in and have bank examiners examining the files of, banks. I hear what you're saying, but I think a lot of this stuff is on autopilot, and I just don't know that it makes a lot of sense. But Mark, you're raising a point. It's probably what they're doing. They're just replacing ones that are there, and that this isn't some new threat. They're doing it because they've done it, and it sounds like it did start post 9/11. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Gordon in Hankinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I want to talk about the United Nations. Instead of starting a mass offensive against these ISIS idiots, and they need to be wiped out. I mean, they're just a cancer. And if nobody does anything about it. But the United Nations is concerning themselves with bullying nowadays, I hear.
Oh, my gosh. Can you even believe that?
Maybe I think they should just, I guess if they're just doing that, they're going to have to change the words to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because there's a lot of bullying going on there, you know. With all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call them names, and they wouldn't let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Yeah,
well, you know, that's going to traumatize a lot of kids, you know, and
yeah, exactly.
The liberals, you know, they shouldn't be subjected to that, right?
Oh, man.
I'm being sarcastic.
I understand you are.
So.
I'm having a good chuckle over it, actually. Although I think we've kind of won the war on Christmas. Well, you know, some of the political correct nonsense seems to, you know, am I right? I mean, I've got a story posted from Town Hall that talks about a couple of dumb examples. That one we talked about the other day, the satanic display at a Capitol building in Michigan is stupid. And I guess in Indiana there's some group that's fighting some nativity scene. But by and large, this business of companies saying don't say Merry Christmas and some of those really dumb, it seemed to have gone away. I think we kind of won the war on Christmas, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, like that's political correctness. It's crazy. I just want to get back to the United Nations. Like, what good are they? They don't.
I'm silent for a reason.
They just seem to be useless to me.
Yeah, it's the debating society, and it's, you know, when you have, rogue nations on human rights panels, then you've lost all sense of common sense and anything else.
Yeah. Well, that's my comment, anyway.
Could not agree with you more and appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Last chance to get in here, folks. We're going to talk Bison football coming up in the next segment. Here's another call.
Yeah, this is D down by Allendale. You guys are all worried about Dodd-Frank. How about Glass-Steagall, where the corporate money used to stay out of the homeowner business and private lending like that? Get the corporate money out of the housing bubble like they did back in the 30s when the first crash came around. All Dodd-Frank did was validate the whole, that whole universe. That's what your, you got to be kidding me moment is.
Another good one. You're right. And by the way, that did come up yesterday in our conversation with Congressman Kramer when we talked about what ought to go. Another one that that came in. So appreciate that call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see. Where is somebody that called about saying the fix here is in both parties. I'm going to try and find that one here. A few that have come in, I've got to get to it. Let me get to John and Bismarck first here, though, because we're up against the clock. And then I'll find the caller who called during the break and said it's really on both parties here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. John, Bismarck, what's on your mind? You got a half a minute. Go.
Okay, the Equal Rights Amendment was passed as a constitutional amendment. The way this guy's thinking it, he would just go ahead and do what you want to do and make an executive order and put it across. Instead,
this guy being our president?
Well, I'm talking about Obama. He that's what he would do. Rather than pass a constitutional amendment necessary for what they called the Equal Rights Amendment in those days, they had to go and get a constitutional amendment.
There you go, Zach. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
On your mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Let's get Marvin Arvilla in here, and then we're going to chat about Bison football and the big game tonight.
Scott, this is Marv Arvilla. I think we need to get rid of both parties. Democrats have been screwing us over for a long time. Now the GOP establishment has jumped on their bandwagon. I'm getting tired of it. We're electing these people to go to Washington and represent the people, not the party. It's just ridiculous. And I had a gentleman stop by who is advertising the Convention of States. And I think that's what we need to do, have a convention of state to get in there and clean this mess up. Thank you.
Marv, appreciate the call. Glad you're listening. Thanks for sharing what's on your mind today on the program. We're going to talk about something a little more pleasant. This incredible run by the NDSU Bison. Steve Hallstrom has covered the Bison for decades, first as a sports director and sports anchor on WDAY-TV, and now as the host of Steve's Day show here on AM 1100 The Flag, our What's On Your Mind affiliate in Fargo-Moorhead, and a good friend. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. And by the way, last segment of this program today, we're going to take your predictions. Whoever guesses closest to correct on the score is going to win the Cloverdale four-pack of bacon today. So, you know, Steve will give you some more ammo to help make your prediction, and then you can... have at that in our final segment today. Am I wrong? Does it seem like we're sort of taking this for granted? I mean, you know, here we are, you know, tonight, big game, and on the heels of another trip to Frisco, and it sort of seems like it's just become routine now where there's not, you know, the same amount of hype there has been over the last number of years. Am I missing something?
No, I think you're right, and I think a lot of people assume that NDSU will be able to win every game that it plays, and we've certainly seen the last couple weeks that's not true. I think in this one, Scott, I look at it this way. When you're talking about a football team in Sam Houston State that has 17 transfers on the team, it's going to take a while for that team to put it all together. So when you get this deep into the year, I always say start at the midpoint of that team's season and take a look at what they've done. Well, if you compare the last eight games, for instance, for Sam Houston State to the last eight games for NDSU, Sam Houston State has a better record. So this team comes in very confident. They've won a couple of road games here in the playoffs. Although I will say, in fairness to the conversation, they did catch a big break last week when they won at Villanova. Villanova's starting quarterback, John Robertson, who this past Monday won the Walter Payton Award as the best offensive player in FCS, he missed that game with a concussion. Sam Houston won that game, but only 34-31. A lot of people think that if the starting quarterback had been in there for Villanova, it would be Villanova coming to Fargo instead of Sam Houston State. But I think this will be a very competitive game, and I don't think it'll be a runaway at all.
And, you know, I think it's fair to say, in your comparison of the last eight games, there's a few scary moments, right? A few, I mean, you know, there's still a rock-solid football team to get to this point and do what they've done this year, but not the dominance that we've seen over the more recent Bison teams, right?
You're 100% right. NDSU's defense has kind of owned the FCS for the last 3 years, but last 2 weeks they've given up 56 total points. If you go back to the start of the season, it took seven games before NDSU gave up 56 points. So you've got a couple of good opponents that have done that work to NDSU, but NDSU's defense has not been what it has been. What helps, I think, though, in this matchup is that Sam Houston State has been vulnerable to the run, which NDSU does best. And then the Bismarck kid, I know you're a big affiliate out in Bismarck, but the Bismarck kid, Carson Wentz, has saved his best for last this year. He's been really sharp to start the last couple of games where NDSU's scored 66 total points. And in the playoffs especially, your quarterback needs to be sharp to start the game. You cannot overstate how important that is, and he has been fantastic early in football games when NDSU has built 14-0 and 14-3 leads. And without those leads, NDSU wouldn't have won either of these last two games. So there are a few things in NDSU's favor on their offensive side of the ball that I think might show some weakness in the Sam Houston State defense. And then NDSU's defense has to be a little bit better. But this is a Sam Houston State team that can put some yards and points on the board for sure.
Chad with Steve Hallstrom has covered the Bison for decades. Been following them for some time. And by the way, if you have questions or comments on this tonight's matchup on the Bison run this year, any commentary you want to throw in there, always welcome to find out what's on your mind. A big weekend, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also call us on our toll-free line 24/7, by the way, at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a question and or comment anytime. How, you know, on the plus side of the ledger, the Sam Houston can't be thrilled about playing in the Fargo Dome tonight in front of a packed house, right?
Yeah, they definitely understand the challenge that that will present. And even the teams that have been in here several times, like South Dakota State, will still tell you you can get used to it, but you never are very comfortable in it. And in each of these big games, I think the players and coaches for NDSU have pointed to the fans as being a big difference. And Sam Houston State certainly hasn't seen anything like that in recent years. And they tried to simulate crowd noise this week. They brought in speakers and tried to do something, kind of get them inside and have them deal with the noise. And you can try all that you want, but it still is a very different thing when you are there in that atmosphere and you just sense the vibe and the excitement from the fans along with that noise. It will not be easy for Sam Houston State to be able to get their plays and get that communication at the line of scrimmage. I know they put in some techniques to communicate with nonverbals and hand signals and so forth. But to do it a few times in practice is one thing. To do it for four quarters in a big game is a very different thing.
That's for sure. And a little bit of a controversy this week that didn't have anything to do with the X's and O's of football, but rather the timing of the event and the venue of the event. And actually some NDSU students took to picketing on campus this week because the ceremony for, you know, the mid-year graduation was planned for the Fargo Dome and obviously had to be moved because of the event. What did you make of that, Steve?
Well, I think that you're going to always have people in a situation like that that feel like what is most important here at our school? Is it academics and celebrating the academics, or is it the athletics? And I think probably both sides have fair points in this matter, although I being someone who values athletics for the lessons that they provide, I also have to be honest enough to say we need to value it for the money and the revenue that it brings in as well. And NDSU has benefited in a great deal, in a great way from the success of the football team. And that goes kind of along with the territory. And sometimes you have things that come up and you have to make accommodations. In this case, don't blame some of the folks in the academic side of things for being frustrated about that. But, it's one of those things that probably for the good of the school, the greater good of the school, I don't think it really does any harm long term to anybody.
Sam Houston State against our NDSU Bison, 7-10 tonight. By the way, Illinois State and New Hampshire play tomorrow to decide what the matchup in Frisco will be. January the 10th, Frisco, Texas. Jerry Williston, question for Steve Hallstrom on what's on your mind about the game. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'd like to make a statement. First of all, I think the score is going to be 31-24, NDSU is going to win. But I guess the question that I have, and it's so doggone frustrating for us people that live out here in the western part of the state, and like you say, here we go again. The first playoff game of every year, the only way we can get it is to pay for it. And to me, that it's so disgusting when you watch every single game, first playoff game comes, and the only way to get it is to pay for it. And to me, I guess I don't understand why does that happen all the time to us?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jerry. The ESPN owns the rights to the athletic championships, like the FCS. They own the rights, television rights, to most of those championships. The only ones they don't, CBS has the men's basketball tournament, a couple other things. But generally, they own the broadcast rights, and they can do whatever they want with them, which is very frustrating for those of us here. And, Jerry, it's the same in Fargo. We've been fighting these. We've had the same frustrations here as well. And all I can tell you is that the local TV stations and NDSU itself, there's just not much they can do about it because it's not their property. They can try to bid on it. They can try to get involved, but the property itself is owned by ESPN, and they can try to make money. And in the big scheme of things, in their world, FCS football just doesn't mean all that much. And if this was the FBS championship, the major college, which we're going to be seeing a playoff in here this year, it would be different. There would be enough of a national outcry that there would be a need to do something. But unfortunately, the places where FCS is big are not places of massive population. So it's just kind of one of those things that we have to put up with as time goes on. I know Jeremy Jorgensen up at NDSU has worked very hard to try to do his best, the director of broadcasting, to get those games available to more people. It's just a tough position for him and NDSU to be in.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I just get so doggone frustrated. You know, you watch every game, and then the playoffs come, and you can't watch it.
Yeah, I understand. I think a lot of sports bars and sports restaurants, bars and grills, made a few bucks probably this year from people that came out to watch the game. And then if you can find a friend that's got Dish Network or DirecTV or something like that where they can pull the games in, sometimes there are options there as well. But you're exactly right. It's difficult when you want to watch your team and you can't. No question about it.
Okay, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jerry, hang on a second. We'll get your number and put you in the mix for the drawing here for the Cloverdale Bacon on your prediction of 31-24 buys and taking some others here in a moment at 800-228-0550. I'm going to join Jerry and predict the buys. And even with your concern over the matchup over the last eight games for the following reason, Mr. Halston, test my theory here. The strength of schedule hasn't exactly been real tough on the back half for Sam Houston State with, Incarnate Word, Houston Baptist. They beat them 76-0. I don't know much about Stephen F. Austin, Abilene Christian. I mean, they did have Northwestern State. They lost, but only 31-27. Mm-hmm. Southeastern Louisiana. So, Villanova got tough at playoff time here, but they haven't exactly had a tough schedule the last eight, have they?
I think there's some validity to your point, Scott, although I would say 2 weeks ago they went to Jacksonville State, who was the 3 seed in the tournament, and won there by 11 points. And from all accounts, played a very solid game there. So I think you're right. There were a few easy opponents in that mix there. But you've got a team that appears to be playing some of its best football right now that has a lot of talent on its team. And so if you're looking for, kind of diving into the numbers, I can see where you're coming from on there. But we do know that they are capable of playing some very good football. And at this time of the year, all you have to do is be good for one day, and that gets you onto the next week.
All right, Todd, where will the game be broadcast tonight for folks that want to hear?
Right here on K-Fire 550, we will hit the air at 6:30.
All right, 550 K-Fire tonight. Of course, T-Sports Saturday tomorrow on AM 1100 The Flag with a big recap as well, so that'll be a lot of fun. Steve Halston with some great analysis today. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Scott. Have a great day.
Okay, we got Jerry and Williston with a prediction so far. Bob and Bismarck wants to weigh in, and others. Free bacon for our lucky winner. What will the score of the Bison game be? Call and be a lucky winner if you nail it. 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Down to Christmas, and Santa Scott has a Cloverdale bacon 4-pack of Cloverdale thick cut sliced bacon, pepper bacon, maple bacon, and applewood smoked bacon for the lucky listener that is closest to correct or nails the outcome of the Bison game tonight with Sam Houston State. Jerry in Williston says Bison 31-24, and Bob and Mark are waiting to weigh in, and you're welcome as well. A few lines open here to do this. We'll take the rest of the program here, the next 5 minutes, to take your predictions. So get in now and tell us who's going to win the game, what the score will be, and you're in the money, in the running for the bacon. Okay, 800-228-0550 800-228-0550 to make that prediction. Bob Bismarck, what do you think?
17-13, NDSU.
All right, 17-13, a low-scoring affair, says Bob. Why do you think that, Bob?
Well, I just think the both teams are really good. NDSU's defense is going to step up this week and just make a difference.
All right. Bob, you're in the running. Thanks for the call. We'll put you there. Mark in Bismarck. Hello, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Mark from Central South Dakota. I think NDSU, 36-31, it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to come down to field goal kickers, honestly, against special teams. So that's my prediction.
And are you a South Dakotan, Mark, or are you just down in South Dakota now?
No, I'm a South Dakotan. So I wanted SDSU, but what can I say?
Wow, a South Dakotan that's turned into a Bison fan. I love it. 36-31 Bison.
I listen to that in hockey all the time.
All right, sounds good, Mark. And 36-31 Bison got your prediction in. Thank you. Brian and Bismarck, what is your prediction?
I'm going to go with Potsdam Houston 28-13, although I want Bison to win. But one question I had for you, I was trying to look on what station UND was playing on this weekend in football.
I think you're having a little fun with us there, Brian, because the Sioux have ended their season for the year. But
there you go.
You know,
perfect.
Whatever
like
Mr. Microphone
like
frequency
fan.
Your own device works on, I guess, and you can play it back an old one there. And
getting in a good UND dig there, Brian. Way
there
to go.
You go.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, John Gardner. How about your prediction?
My prediction? I'm going to make a fair estimation at about 27-21.
And who's going to win?
Bison.
Yeah, well, I had to ask because Brian, although claiming to be a Bison fan, predicted Sam Houston State. So he's kind of thrown us for a loop there, you know. But, you know, that's why we asked.
That's actually a trick bet there because he'll be the only one to make that prediction.
I think it's going to be close.
It's going to be a close one. All right, John, thank you. Jeff in Jamestown, how about your prediction?
24-17 Bison. It's going to be a knockdown drag out. Every inch covered.
That'd be all right, though, wouldn't it? I mean, I'd just soon have that rather than some of these matchups the last couple of years where it get to be a little, bit of a... I want a game, don't you?
I like a good game. I don't like that blowout. I want it to be knocked down, drag out.
I think the other thing the Bison have done is proven they could be down on the ropes and come back a little bit and a few squeakers. I don't think that's all bad.
We're going to earn it.
So,
we're going to earn it.
Got to earn
no
it.
Mistake. Yep.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Jeff, thanks for the thanks for the call. We're going to put you in the mix here. Let's go to Dave next. Dave, where are you?
Fargo.
Dave in Fargo. Okay, we got to get these other names quick, Manny, so we get everybody in.
24-20 Sam Houston State. Go Sue.
All right, a little touche. Very good. All right. I'm going to put Dave on hold in case we don't have his number yet. If we don't have your number, we need that so we can call our winner. Hi, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bismarck. 44-9 Bison. Three lousy field goals by Sam Houston, and it's going to knock
him
out. Wow. Yep.
That's our first blowout prediction there, 44-9.
Yep, 44-9.
So Scott and Bismarck. Okay, hang on so we get you in. Say that again, Scott. What happens if what?
Oh,
I didn't hear anything on that.
Don't ever hang up. You won't win.
Well, I assume that means Manny's always got his information. What's your name?
Jess.
Jess?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Jess?
I'm on the road by Rugby.
All right. And what's your prediction?
I'm going with Sam Houston, 34 and 24 for the Bison.
Right.
That way I won't feel bad either way.
All right, hang on, we'll get your info here. We'll get one more in. Your name, go ahead. Hi, who's
Kevin.
This? Kevin, how are you? Kevin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling on the road up by Minot.
All right, Kevin driving by Minot. What's the score going to be?
Bison 37, Sam Houston 24.
37-24. All right, don't have anybody predicted the same, do we? Nope. We're pretty good shape here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that say the Bison.
What about your prediction?
Brian Dave, and Jess say Sam Houston State. I think the Bison are going to win, but I agree with some of these folks to be a bit of a squeaker. I think it'll be just a good knockdown, drag out, you know.
I'm saying 27-13, but it'll actually seem closer.
We'll find out who the winner is tonight, obviously after the game's done, and we'll let you know Monday who wins the Cloverdale Bacon. A lot of fun today chatting with you folks on the countdown to Christmas on What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. God bless you one and all. We'll see you again Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. Even at the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.